called The Coincidence of Men Being from Mars and Rust Being Red. She looks at me like a deer stuck staring down a freight train. Miscarriage tastes funny, she says. Not that it should have a certain taste, but it leaves a stain in your mouth.
Matt Carlson is a young Twin Cities spoken word artist competing in Say Word, a one-day youth poetry festival. The festival features workshops, guest performances, and a marathon of slam poetry competitions aimed at youth ages 13 to 19 years old. Shay Cage is the artistic director of the Minnesota Spoken Word Association. She and husband, E.G. Bailey, developed and designed the Say Word program.
I have had the pleasure to help design and figure out the program for the Say Word One Day Youth Poetry Festival that's happening this year. This is the first year of reintroducing the program in a different format so that it's really just a one day, one venue. Everybody come to that location.
My name is E.G. Bailey, and I am the executive director of the Minnesota Spoken Word Association. We created Say Word as an after-school program. I did sports in high school, and with debate teams and speech teams and things like that, you know, you can get letters and letter jackets. And since I mostly did sports, that was sort of part of being an athlete and stuff. And I thought, you know, there are a lot of kids that aren't athletic, that aren't interested in athletics. What if we created something where they could also participate in a competitive thing using the concept of slam, using the sport of slam poetry, and allow them to be in an after-school program that they could still compete with other kids, but make it around poetry and writing and something that they love to do.
The syrup of driving a little too slow through a green light when a drunk driver tastes like ice through the red. The cranberry dead aftertaste of studying all night for a test, only to get the worst.
But the reality is that even as an artist, you're involved in some form of competition, even if it's not overt competition all the time. If you apply for grants, you're in a competition. If you're part of an award, you're in a competition. You know, and it's not so much about the competition, but just as an outlet, has a chance for connecting with other kids. So that was sort of the original idea behind it.
Shay Cage talks about the future of the Say Word program.
I think every year the program will just continue to grow, and it really helps us as an organization reach out to some of the young people that are interested in either just getting their feet wet with spoken word and poetry, or just taking the art form to the next level for them. So I'm super, super excited about seeing how it will grow over the next couple of years and expand to some of the rural areas in Minnesota that don't, you know, have an advantage of having artists come out and feature and do workshops at their schools and community centers.
For KFAI, I'm Katie Dussel.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.